what do we pray for in the fourth petition? In the fourth petition, which is, Give us this day our daily bread, we pray that of God's free gift, we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy His blessing with them.
Question 104 takes up the fourth petition. So this is the fourth thing that we ask of the Lord, our fourth request in this model of prayer that has been provided for us by the Lord, the fourth category, if you want to think of it that way. Right? So in the first, we have God's glory. In the second, we have God's kingdom. In the third, we have God's will. And now, in this second half, we come to 4, 5, and 6. In the fourth, we're praying for our temporal needs. All right? So our temporal needs. You can see what I've tried to emphasize for you. The first half has to do with God. And the second half is going to have to do with us. So our temporal needs. Give us this day our daily bread. So here we have, last time we talked about conforming our will to God's will. In this fourth petition, we see on the one hand, God's provision. And on the other, our need. So we're beginning, if you will, with our need. And we are looking to the Lord for His provision. And one of the things you'll note here is that this request for bread, it is a symbol, if you will, of all of our needs. So just as in the Ten Commandments, you have a basic moral principle that stretches out and applies to all sorts of things. And just as we've seen with these various petitions, we have a basic succinct principle laid out that applies, stretches throughout the whole length and breadth of the Bible and our world. So we see it here as well in this fourth petition. Bread is the most basic substance for our subsistence in the world. So wherever you go in the world, they may have flat bread, they may have bread made of, you know, a mixture of grains and beans and other things. They may have what we think of as loaf bread. They may have unleavened bread. They may have, it comes in a lot of different shapes and sizes, but everybody in the world uses in one way or another bread as some of the basic need, if you will, to provide for their physical, bodily, temporal sustenance. And so bread is a, in asking the Lord for bread, we're asking Him for the most fundamental, most basic need that we have. And in asking for that, it symbolizes, as I say, our need to ask Him for all of our temporal needs. And so it stands, if you will, in the place of all of our needs. So there are five things that we see kind of captured in this request. The first thing that we see, of course, is coming face to face with our lack or our need. That's why this is a lawful petition. We're not asking for the ability to run 200 miles an hour or something else. We're asking for something that is our basic need. Now, this is something that's often lost in the Western world, right? We have in the news at present, it may be different when you're listening to this video, but there's a lot of talk right now about the food shortages in parts of Africa, places like Somalia and southern Sudan and so on. They're saying that there are millions of people at risk of either severe malnutrition or actual starvation in this particular year, 2017. So there's a lot of people that are really groping and wrestling with the possibility of actually dying from a lack of food. But in the Western world, you know, our pantries are full, our fridge is full, even the poor in our communities are able to go to the grocery store. Our grocery stores are slam full of food. I remember hosting some Russians here in the United States. I was given responsibility for taking care of a group of Russians shortly after the Iron Curtain fell, the Soviet Union dissolved, and I had spent a few months in Russia. And I remember taking this group of Russians, men, to the grocery store, and they, in all sincerity, thought it was a setup. So they thought that this was me trying to show off, right? So they walk into the grocery store and they see aisles and aisles of food. There's just this huge produce section and all these aisles of food, and they thought, this is, you know, you've created this thing in order to somehow deceive us into thinking this is what America's like. You know, and I had to say to them, no, this is normal. Like, in fact, there are a half dozen other stores just like this within 3 miles of where we're standing. I mean, these stores are everywhere. And they could hardly believe it. We often lose sight of our own lack of need. We think, well, we take it for granted. Yeah, well, do we pray for our daily bread? I mean, we're going to have bread. You know, we're going to have the basic things that we need for our food. But that's not true. We are not guaranteed anything in and of ourselves. And we cannot presume that these things just come to us automatically, that we either deserve them or that we will have limitless access to them. And though we have a struggle feeling that, given our present circumstances, it's true, and we need to believe that. We need to see, unless God himself provides for us in the ways that he has, unless God is the one who is giving us the ability to work and make money, or an economic structure that provides us with the resources to purchase food, or the fact that there isn't a drought and there isn't a famine and there is food on the shelf, unless God puts all those things together, we wouldn't have the ability to even feed ourselves. We would not have the ability to sustain life in the most basic way, setting a meal before ourselves and our family. Only God is able to provide these things. And so every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. This is what we're taught. We need, in this petition, in our prayer life, we are at war, if you will, against our own minds. We're making ourselves conscious. We lack, we need, and we stand before the Lord seeking his provision for us. Incorporating this petition and all that it entails into our prayer life reinforces that for us. It cuts against the grain of what we might otherwise take for granted. The second thing is, not only do we lack or need, but it is also undeserved. What we're asking for is undeserved. So the language of the catechism speaks about the free gift. So this is a free gift that God is giving to us. We don't deserve it in and of ourselves. God is graciously, freely giving us something that we don't deserve. Another thing that you'll see is that we're asking for our daily bread. In other words, one day at a time. One day at a time. So it's not just endless into the future, but we're actually asking for what we need today. Now, if we were one of the people that were in fact looking at starvation, this would have a lot more meaning to us, right? Just, we need food for today. And when you get to next week, you're going to be saying, we need food for today. And this is what we're asking for. We're not anxious about the future. We're not saying, Lord, please put enough bread in our pantry that will last us for the next 10 years. Obviously, it would mold and be no good anyway. But we're asking, we're not being worrisome and anxious and so on about the future. We're saying, Lord, today, provide for me what I need. And there's an immediacy And there's that sense of the present tense of, Lord, we are standing before you today, asking for the provisions that you can and do make for us. Jesus teaches us this in the Sermon on the Mount, right? He says, you're not to be like the pagans, right? The Lord knows what you need. And you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. You've put the emphasis on the first half of the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is going to take care of your food and your drink and the clothing that you have and so on. You seek him first. All these things will be added to you. So we're praying for it one day at a time. We're also praying again for submission to God's will in this petition as well. Submission to God's will, or maybe we should say to God's wisdom. The Lord is all wise. He knows what we need. We have a sense of what we think we need, but the Lord knows what we actually need. There may be things on your list that you think you cannot live without, that in fact you can live without, and aren't actual true needs, their desires, their wants. The Lord knows what it is that we actually stand in need of, and we need to submit to him that he would provide for us out of his wisdom what would be suitable for our circumstances. And then lastly, there should be a thankfulness or a thankful enjoyment, enjoyment of what the Lord provides for us as well. So we're asking the Lord to give us the grace to, with gratitude, enjoy the blessings that he gives to us. And I'll give you an example of this. Really, there are things that we take for granted, though all of us actually face reality in this. Think about the relationship of appetite and feeding. We're not just asking the Lord to feed us, to provide nourishment, nutrients for our cells and our bodily systems. We need the appetite. We have to pray, Lord, give us the appetite for food as well as the ability to feed upon it. Now, you'll have experienced this at times when you're sick. You get sick and you lose your appetite. See, you know, the look of food may be repulsive to you. The smell of food may turn you off. You may have no desire for it at all. Having even an appetite for daily bread is a blessing from the Lord. And so we need him to first provide us with an appetite and then provide us with the means to satisfy that appetite. In other words, we need both the provision that God gives to us, right, what we see here, and we need God's blessing on it. The provision with God's blessing. So you can have a provision without God's blessing. Well, that's a terrible thought, right? There are lots of pagan people who have food to put into their mouth, but they don't actually have God's blessing upon it. We need both. You think in terms of the fact that God is generous. We have a generous God that we serve. He gives us above and beyond all that we could ask or think. That should result in a grateful Christian. So as the Lord provides for us bountifully, we see him meeting our temporal needs, our food, our clothes, a roof over our head, the work that we need to serve him, and all of the other various components of our life. God's generously giving to us out of his free gift what we don't deserve. It should produce in us gratitude. It should produce a thankful Christian where we are walking before the Lord, delighting in his goodness. So if you never think about asking for daily bread, then you're never going to be satisfied by the provision of daily bread. And if you're not satisfied with the provision, you'll not be grateful for it. So coming and saying, Lord, please provide for us our basic temporal needs. And then the Lord does provide for it in an undeserved fashion. It produces within us gratitude. We are thanking the Lord for all of the ways in which He's shown His love and His goodness to us. And it creates within us an attitude that fuels our desire to glorify Him, to serve Him, to please Him, to worship Him, and so on. So question 104, what do we pray for in the fourth petition? In the fourth petition, which is, give us this day our daily bread, we pray that of God's free gift, we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy His blessings this life.